What's up, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, right here on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mauve, and you can catch me on the gram at 305_Brownie. Shout out to Will. You can catch him at LMG_Willie, and that's Willie with two L's and a Y.
We miss you, Will. God damn it. Come back to the show. Stop being so busy, bro. Well, you can find me. This is George, 305 Magazine, at 305 Magazine. Everything social media. My phone's going off over there. But either way, thank you for tuning in. And today's special guest is a Miami OG. Man has been boxing for quite some time. The monster, Ulysses Diaz. Thank you for coming to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you guys.
Man, so real quick, man, you are 7-0.
Yes, sir.
Tell me a little bit about this 7-0.
Hold on. You're jumping into it too quickly. Yeah. There's protocol.
Oh, wait, hold on. Okay? There's protocol. Wait. So, Drea.
No. So tell us a little bit about who you are and exactly what it is that you do in your own words.
Born and raised in Miami. Guy who went, everybody's been through their struggles. I've been through mine and those struggles. We made it out, and now I'm, thank God, everything's on the up and up. Professionally boxing. I'm represented by Fifth Street Gym. I represent them, which has a lot of history behind it. It's Muhammad Ali's old gym, and we're trying to take this to the next level, trying to get some fights in Vegas, trying to get these big checks.
How'd you get into boxing?
I've been into boxing since I was a kid. I started boxing at 6-7 years old. I had some family members that boxed from Cuba. They came over. I was into it. I started my amateur career at 19 years old, but at that age, at 19, when I started my boxing career, I already had kids. I already had two kids at that age, so it was hard for me to do something for free and try to keep a family around, even though I loved it. So I kind of I faded away from boxing, but I'd always come back throughout the years. It was always something that I wanted to. It was always a dream that I wanted to do professional boxing.
Okay.
And now it's something I realized, 2 years ago I got the time and I felt comfortable. And it was kind of like a bucket list thing I fulfilled. And it turned from a bucket list thing to something now I want to turn into, that I turned into a career.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. Not to give any offense or anything, but you're a little bit older than what we expect for an athlete to come into the sport. And you have a pretty good freaking record, man. So being the age that you are, what can you tell me are the biggest challenges that you face?
Well, first of all, it's never too late to do what you could have been.
For sure.
So I hate to sound cliche, but I live by that. Obviously I'm a poster boy for that. And like I said, it started off, I was trying to figure out something that I really wanted to do and stick to like a career. I've done many things over the years, and I always wanted to do this. It was something that was always in the back of my mind. I always practiced. I always wanted to do something. It's my homegirl, Jen, my photographer. What's
up? Welcome, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
And it was something like, so 2 years ago, like I said, I felt in my life I was in a position where I could, it started off like as a bucket list thing, like, okay, I want to do a fight. Mm-hmm. And the people behind me, my coach, Josh Dempsey from the Fifth Street Gym, Dino Spencer, Coach Guy, all these guys are behind me. They told me to stick with it. And I have so far, and we're going for my eighth fight now, going for the seventh knockout. And life is amazing, to tell you the truth. The boxing has really turned my life around.
Living my best life.
That's it. Living my best life.
What are you fighting?
I'm fighting Fabian Valdez. He's from Mexico.
Okay.
He's got his record. He's got 7 fights also. Okay. I'm not sure what his record is, but I've seen a couple of his videos. He's not bad. He's a lefty.
Okay. Look at that. Not bad. He's a lefty.
Yeah.
A few videos. Over.
Yeah, yeah. No, when it comes to this boxing thing, everybody asks me, do I get mad or am I aggressive? And I'm not. I feel like I'm a gentleman, more of a gentleman with it. I meet my opponent. It's a business, I feel stupid trying to be mad at the guy for no reason,
So why do they call you the monster?
The monster? Actually, my coach, Josh Dempsey, gave me that name. He gave me that name 10 years ago when I met him. Because I was 230 pounds of pure muscle and I was humongous, and he was like, "Oh, you're my pet monster."
No, no, no. Let me say something. Hold on. Yeah. When I first met, I met this man a few years ago at with OTB Eddie. Shout out to Eddie and Jokes.
Shout out my boy Eddie.
I was out.
Jokes
so,
Flicks.
Hell yeah, Jokes Flicks. Yeah, he was on the show not too long ago. So they came. I went to their place, and you were there.
Right.
Yo, this guy looks like the Spanish Hulk.
Yo, dead ass. Yeah, I walked in, I was like,
I'm like Hulk with a hairspray.
Yeah, bro. Like, you see this man just like, Bagada!
Were you scared, George?
Yo, if this man would hit me right there, I think I would have dents in my forehead right now or some shit.
But yeah, that's where Monster came from. Like, I was big, I was very muscular. I was, you know, I did some bodybuilding and stuff, so my coach just named me. I was a pet monster, and it stuck, you know, and it stuck.
Okay. Nice. Nice. So let's talk about this monster training then. You know what I mean? So when you're training, what's the process you go through? What do you, you know, do you hate your opponent while you're training? Is it?
No, at all. I really don't think about my opponent while I'm training. Like, we look at some tapes, you know, and we try to get some sparring partners that are similar to that. Everybody I spar with usually is top notch, you know, with everybody that comes to Fish Creek Gym is top notch boxers. Every pro comes through there, many actors, actresses, like it's a great place to be, great environment to work out. And but no, I don't hate nothing about my opponent. It's good. To me, that's a weird feeling, you know what I mean? It's I don't have no animosity towards them. I go in as a gentleman, as a business, we handle up when I'm in the ring. You know, obviously, I'm trying to knock his head off as much as he's trying to knock mine off. But right after it's over, it's a hug and a handshake. If you're down with that, if you're not, it's cool with me. I'll turn my back and leave too, you know?
I'm so happy to hear someone from Miami saying that.
You know, everybody in Miami kind of carries a chip on their shoulder.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody in Miami's a badass, you know
for
what
sure,
I mean?
For sure, for sure. They don't give a fuck about what's
going on. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like the chihuahua against the pit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. That's kind of what I expected from you walking in here. I thought you were just going to be like, you know? And you're totally far from that. So I'm pleasantly pleased.
I actually love doing that, where everybody comes in and like, all right, you see this guy, and he's one of them, and you know, you let me open my mouth, and they're like, all right, this guy's pretty cool. That's all right.
One of the things I wanted to ask you was, while you're training, what's some of the music you listen to? What gets you in the zone?
I love all types of music. It doesn't matter if it's from country to rock and roll. I listen to everything in between. If it catches my vibe, if it catches, makes me move a little bit, then I listen to it. There's nothing really in specific I listen to during training. Maybe, you know, maybe I got some Tupac and some Big in there. It really pumped me up.
Do you rap?
I don't rap. There's no Hot 16 here today.
They prepared you for that one, huh?
Yeah. I was like, so in the while we were prepping, I said, you don't rap, do you? What's going on?
But no. You know, I really take inspiration at anything at the moment.
All right. And
if I want to get hype, I'll put on some Tupac. You know what I mean? That's
fact. You can't go wrong with that.
I mean, we go old school.
Now, Fifth Street Gym has history as boxing cornerstone. What's some of your memorable, what got you to go there?
Man, I got to give a shout out to one of my sponsors, Arancibia Belbon. That's like my brother. He,
shout
10 years ago,
homies.
Brought me over to Fifth Street Gym, introduced me to Josh Dempsey, which is my coach. Oh. And man, the rest is history. You know, me and Josh hit it off from day one. We were, he got me into boxing, and like I said, throughout the years, I'd kind of lose contact, but he'd bring me back. And a couple of years back, I actually stepped back into the gym and I told him, you know, look, you know, I trained, I was probably training for like 2 weeks at a time, and I just had this inspiration. I'm like, it's either now or never type of thing. And I was like, hey, look, get me a fight, you know? He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, get me a fight. You know, excuse my language, but all the bullshit out the window, let's go. And this was in the early December of 16, and he, about 2 days later, he told me I got a fight for you, you know, January 27, 2017, in Dominican Republic. And, you know, the nerves kind of hit, but I was like, all right, I wanted this, right? You know, and we went with it, man. And so far, look, you know, the rest is history. Right now we're 7-0, trying to make history. You know, we're great and all.
That is really dope. What's, you know, I know not only do you have your affiliations in boxing, you also do side acting.
Hey, well, you know what? I've I'm not an actor. I've been blessed enough to fall into these positions. I'm blessed enough to know people in certain positions, and it's not what you know, who you know in Miami.
Yeah.
And I was on a reality TV show called Cash Don't Pawn with my brother, White Boy. Shout out, White Boy. He brought me onto that show. It was on True TV. It was a great experience. Then while boxing at the Fifth Street Gym, so you get so many opportunities. So I'm boxing there, and my coach, he knows this guy Christian Gutierrez, who's the director. He did many movies. He did Man Apart. He did this movie called Den of Thieves.
Yeah.
Which
50 Cent.
Yeah, with 50 Cent, Gerard Butler. It was an all-star crew. And so my coach tells me one day to fly to Atlanta to go meet him there for training camp. So I fly to Atlanta, and he takes me to the production studio where they're filming a movie, mm-hmm. introduces me to the director, and on the spot he told me, hey, you want to be a technical advisor and you want to be part of this movie? Sure.
Yes.
And amazing.
Yes.
You know, every night the actors would take me out to dinner and ask me like personal questions about like life and you know how this and how that. And
you were getting paid for this.
And I was getting paid for this, and it was amazing. It was amazing. Awesome. And I got a small role in the movie. If you blink, you miss me, but I'm in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you saw it. We saw a clip of it.
Yeah, they actually made a meme about the part I'm in, so it's awesome. So it's all over the internet.
That is awesome.
But it was a blessing, a great opportunity. Yeah, I got to work with 50 Cent, Gerard Butler, O'Shea Jackson. Mm-hmm. You know, it was badass. It was badass, yeah. Man.
And not only do you have these kinds of affiliations, you're also Team Pitbull.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about your relationship with Pit.
Okay, so definitely Team Pitbull. Shout out Team Pitbull. Me and Pit met when we were 11, 12 years old in middle school. And it was just one of those things, you know, we hit it off, man, and we've been inseparable ever since. That's my brother, you know. That's my brother. We've lived together, we've passed the rough times together. I've seen him go from the kid on the street to what he is today. You know, he's a guy who's really worked hard for what he is. He's an inspiration to me and many others, and nothing. I've had the blessing and the opportunity to be around this. I've traveled the world with him, you know. He's got my back 100% with the boxing thing completely, you know. Mm-hmm. And nothing. It's a friendship that turned into family. That's just, you know, there's no words for it. You know, you guys, everybody has that a couple people like that in their lives, you know.
Yeah, and it's a blessing to have him there.
A blessing, beyond words.
Totally, man. Now, you mentioned inspiration. What are some of the things that technically, like for boxing, like what inspires you in boxing? Because I can imagine you know, before, as a kid, having a set isn't easy,
right.
You know what I mean? So did you ever, before you got into boxing, well, forget about what inspired you into boxing, but when you were a kid, you had a set. Did you ever click up?
Or I was always, no, I mean, you know, like not really, no click up. It was my neighborhood, you know, shout out to 67th Ave. you know, neighborhood, and I had my friends, and like, you know, it's a Miami thing, everybody has a chip on their shoulder. We all come, especially like our era, at least my era, you come from parents that just came from Cuba, they struggled and kind of, you know, like it was kind of rough for them to come up, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I guess you kind of picked that up, but I've always been a little scrappy kid. I've never been a bully. I've always hated bullies and abusers, you know. So I've always been somebody to stick up for my friends. Mm-hmm. I've always been that guy that if you have a problem, it's my problem, you know.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, and sometimes it's worked out for me, sometimes it hasn't. But that's life. Not everything goes your way, you know what I mean? And
Miami life.
Exactly. But it's actually, you know, it's gotten me with closer relationships, and it shows, you know, that's my way of showing my loyalty. That's what I do. You know, some people help you out in certain ways. I help you out. I got your back. When excuse my language, but when the shit hits the fan, when people run, you leave there catching shit with you. You know what I mean?
Come on in. That's what's up. Yeah. That is dope. Now, so you're Cuban American.
Yes, sir.
Have you fought in Cuba?
I haven't fought in Cuba. I would love to. That'd be a dream, you know, even just to go train in Cuba. I've been to Cuba 2 times, but I haven't had the opportunity to train or anything. That'd be badass.
So that's one dream, but do you have a dream fight?
A dream fight is Vegas with a multi-million dollar check, you know what I mean?
I guess whoever.
Bring it on.
Is there anyone that you could pick out that you'd want to go up against?
Honestly, right now, no. Right now, I'm just building up. You know what I mean? Like, if I could get the bigger the fight, the bigger the paycheck, the better for me right now. But no, a dream fight, honestly, would be like, I'd love to be in the ring with Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Just because that's a guy he saw, and you just
You'd get in the ring with him?
I would. You know what I mean? What would happen? Who knows?
How many would you last a round or two?
What's that?
One or two rounds.
Would he last?
You.
That was good. Let me tell you, young Mike, man, I don't know. I'll fight Mike right now. He's over. No, but that would be a dream, man. You know, he was an inspiration, definitely. You know, Mike Tyson, especially for, like, at least a person like me, you know, a kid from the streets, mm-hmm. you know, that rough life. He always looked at that. He came from nothing, came from jail at 12 years old, you know, and became something that I'm looking forward to become at 37 now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man. Now, is there anything else? I know that you have some sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to shout anyone out in particular?
Well, shout out to Voli, Almost Famous Tattoos, you know, Derek G, I Am Expensive.
Shout out to Derek.
You're going to get mad at me because I'm going to forget some, excuse my language, but one of them is called Man the Fuck Up. I'll get back to some of the
things. No, we'll get back to this.
Motion Tattoo, my boy Juan was up. We got Jensen Photography.
Jen, do you rap?
Hot 16, Jen.
No. I'm trying to get anyone to rap here. Shit.
Yeah. Bars?
You got bars? What's going on?
I got face, manos de piedra.
Yeah,
man, but I mean, boxing is just one of those things that it's like you would think either you're the bully or the being bullied, one of the two.
Right.
And you stuck up for the kid being
bullied. Yeah, I never bullied, and I never got bullied, but you know, like, everybody. I didn't get bullied, but I remember, like, being on my bus.
Of course you didn't get bullied.
But, you know, when you're a kid, like, I was just a little knucklehead when I was younger, mm-hmm. you know? And I picked fights with the older kids to see, you know, to see how good I was. And they chased me down, and I ended up like this, okay, I need some more practice, you know? But the other times like that, I guess, it makes you stronger, you know?
Yeah. Now, you've traveled with Pitt, yeah. you know, you've traveled for business, right. and great opportunities have spawned from it.
Yeah.
Now, what's one of the most memorable thing like moments that you've had in this whole journey?
Well, as in for boxing?
In general.
So it's hard to narrow it down for me. I've been around the world. I've been to Japan, Italy, Korea, Belgium. It's like, and I'm one of these people, like, so I'll be here in this place, like, even now, like, what's going on now, I'll be floating above here, looking down on myself, like, man, this is amazing, you know, it's a blessing.
Nice.
I'm thankful for all these things that, you know, I've made it this far through all the things, you know, I've been through at least, mm-hmm. and I've made it this far where now life is kind of calm, you know what I mean, and now I gotta worry about me, you know, my kids are good, I worry about my kids, my family's good, and I just gotta, you know, I gotta worry about one day at a time, you know, mm-hmm. getting up today, worrying about doing my boxing, getting through the day, and getting ready for tomorrow, do the same thing over and over, so, you know.
Yuli, which also reminds me, you know, for a boxer, especially with a family, how do you balance that out, your family life, your personal life, you know, what's a typical day like for you?
Typical day is, you know, I'm up super early in the morning, sometimes I'm up at 3, but it's, you know, take the kid to school, go do the gym thing. Depending if I gotta get him from school or not, I always do two things, you know, two a day, like box in the morning, one in the afternoon, or vice versa. And it's, you know, like everything in life, I find the balance, I make it work, you know, and I have a great family support too. So, like, if I can't, I got, you know, mom or whoever, hey, I need you to go get him for me. So the family is very supportive of what you do. Yeah, I got great people behind me helping me out that want to see me succeed. So, you know, when it has, especially when it has to do with this boxing thing, everybody at the, you know, drop of a hat, they're there for me.
Dope. Shout out to them.
Yeah,
shout out to the family. Hell yeah. To the Monster family.
They're my number one sponsors.
The sponsors.
Yeah. The sponsors. Shout out to my nephew. West Kendall Dolphins, they're going to the Super Bowl this weekend. Tell me to shout them out. I hope you're listening.
Do you?
Brandon.
I mean, damn, that's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Miami boy.
Yes,
that is dope.
Yes, what high school did you go to? What's that?
What high school did you go to?
I went to South Miami, I went to Southwest, and then MacArthur South.
So you, so you had your own high school tour?
I had the tour. I had the tour the Southwest area.
I traveled the Southwest.
Yeah.
It was a small tour.
It was.
I mean, what was Miami like in that time, man? Because I'm thinking,
You know, Miami's changed a lot. I remember at least maybe our era in the 90s, it was people, I think it was more of a chip on their shoulder back then.
People were
trying to prove something. And Miami's always been a great place to me to grow up. And I wouldn't change it for anything in the world, you know what I mean? Miami's a huge melting pot. I tell everybody, like, if you come down here, you better know a little bit of Spanish. Because if you go to a gas station or 7-Eleven, anywhere you go,
it's a wrap.
But, yeah, Miami was awesome growing up in. I think it's, and I've traveled the world. Very beautiful places everywhere, but there's nothing like here.
That's what's up.
There's nothing like here. Not even L.A.,
It's Miami's Miami. It has its own thing.
Yeah.
So, what finally, coming up, you have a boxing family. But what made you just say, yo, I'm going for this, bro? Like what was the turn? Because of training and all that?
You know what? I have three children. My two older ones, I got a 21-year-old son, a 17-year-old daughter, and a 5-year-old boy. So me and my older kids kind of grew up together. As much as I showed them, they kind of showed me how to, become a man. Mm-hmm. As much as I tried to show them how to be, could become young adults. And it was hard. It was hard trying to maintain a family and figure out what you're trying to do as a career. So, now I got to the point where I started professionally boxing. I got my 5-year-old kid, and it's something I told my kids before. I feel like something. I'm leaving a mark in life. Years from now, you'll be able to Google your dad, and boom, it'll pop up. I did something in boxing. Whether it's huge or not, it comes out and it's something that's a legacy to leave behind,
Totally.
The name.
You talk about legacy, so we talk about longevity.
Right.
I know that this is just the beginning for you, and I can't wait for this next fight. But how do you want people to remember you when your kids open up that Google, many, many years from now? How do you want people to think of Yuli?
Well, besides the fighting and all that, that's fine. But how do they remember Yuli? As a loyal, great friend. To anybody that knows me, anybody that hangs out with me, and anybody that speaks with me, they know that me at the drop of a hat, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, whatever it is you ask me to do, I'll pop up out of bed and leave anything behind to go do what I got to do for...
I got people in here nodding their heads.
Your brother just said something for the first time since he got in here.
Yeah.
Except for the interview we had before in the beginning.
Shout out to Mitch, who's in the house with us tonight.
Throwback Mitch. Throwback. that besides everything, fighting is cool, but it's, cool. I'll leave that behind. That's already left behind. What you don't see on your Google page, your Wikipedia is that. That's what I want people to know or hopefully it's a long time from now, but whenever they walk up and I'm, laying there, say, man, that dude was a good dude, good friend, loyal to the end.
That's what's up.
Dope.
What do you have? You have the box, the fight, your next fight's the 30th, no?
Yes, sir. November 30th at Hard Rock Casino.
Where can we get tickets?
I got 2 tickets for you guys already.
Thank you.
For anybody else that needs tickets,
we're going to see this fight, boy.
Please hit me up on a DM, or anybody that's attached to me, hit them on DM and they can get in contact with me. I'm very easy to get in contact with, to find. Please hit me up. I'm trying to sell out the Hard Rock Casino. I got shirts, Team Monster shirts for everybody, hoodies, tank tops, boy shorts for... boys or girls, I want to wear that. we're trying to set up the house the Hard Rock holds 4,000 people. I'm trying to have 4,000 Yuli fans out there, it's gonna be aired on Telemundo. Nice. So it's badass, man. Every fight that from day one till now, it's just like one little step more and more. Mm-hmm. Everything just gets better and cooler and. It's awesome.
Yuli, what are you doing to prepare for this fight? Is there a specific diet you're doing?
Eating
a special routine?
Chickens?
This is
Miami, buddy.
I'm chasing chickens like Rocky. And I'm beating up chickens. I'm sticking to my regimen from day one. I train with my team. I spar 3 times a week. I do, just boxing training 3 times a week. And as for my diet, I'm 10 pounds. I'm at 190 now. I'm fighting at 180. I'm the contract for this fight. Mm-hmm. For me, it's pretty easy to lose that weight, you know?
Can you give me some tips? God damn it.
We'll go off air.
Yo, that was awesome. Just straight up. Can you give me
some But, you know, just what I try to stick to strict is... Just staying out of trouble. I'm strict on that.
How do you do that with Mitch next to you?
See, me and Mitch hang around with things like this. When he wants to go out to the club, I try to stay home. No, I'm not.
You just say no, right?
Yeah, just say no, exactly. Shout out to Dare. No.
Shout out to Dare. We failed you.
We failed Dare.
Lying, we failed him. Oh man, I'm telling you, this is dope. This has been a really good time. I mean, so wait a minute. I just remembered something. Adriana Lima.
Oh man, she's at my gym every day.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
She's awesome. Oh my god.
Is she as gorgeous in person as she is
she's
on the magazine?
She's as gorgeous in person as she is as an angel. she's a great person, super cool, down to earth. Yeah. That's another thing out of Fish Street Gym that, you know, it's just like, I just super dope. Like, you're working out, you're letting Adriana Lima, you know?
Because she fights.
And what, you just walk in,
she actually like, hey. She's actually a badass fighter. She has a mean set. She hits the mitts like a pro. And I don't know if you've ever seen her, but, like, look her up on the internet, jumping rope. She's, like, a badass. You think she's a professional boxer.
Hell yeah.
No, she's a badass. She's awesome.
Damn, that's fresh.
Yeah.
Adriana Lima, if you're hearing this. Hello there.
My number is.
Me puedes llamar a cualquier hora.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Portuguese.
Forget about it. Yeah. I don't even know.
I'll get back to you, Adriana.
I'm going to have to go watch some tutorials on YouTube. Get back to you on this. I've seen your Instagram. Shit, when you go out with Pitbull, you're God knows where.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are on private jets traveling to Los Angeles. I mean, is he setting you up for like chicken fights? Is he, yo, let's go a bunch of rich people. Yo, I'm going by boy, whoop all y'all.
You know, we walk in like it's Fight Club every time we go out somewhere. You know, no, man, let me tell you what, it's a blessing, man. Whenever he takes me somewhere, you know, I don't get introduced as my friend or anything. He's introduced me, I'm his brother, you know? We've been through a lot together. He's stuck by me, man, you know? He's stuck by me, and there's nothing but good things coming ahead, you know?
That's good. Since you've traveled so much, did you travel... with boxing?
I travel with boxing. I've gone to Dominican Republic with boxing. You know, I've gone to Mexico, Puerto Rico. Yeah, boxing's taken me a couple places.
How's the crowd?
You know what? The crowd's amazing. Like when I started, I fought four times in the Dominican Republic, and then by my third fight, I had a nice little crowd. I got a couple fans over there, taking pictures with kids, signing autographs. It was cool. It's a humbling experience, you know. Sure. They call me La Cicina over there. So it was cool, man. It's really cool. You know, at first it was like I'd get hit and I'd hear the crowd, yeah. So now I hit them and everyone's like, yeah. But it's cool. It's badass.
Yuli, I know we're focusing on getting right for this fight, which is on the 30th at the Hard Rock Casino. But what can we expect from you in the near future? What do you see coming up?
I definitely see myself fighting for this promotion for the Hard Rock, probably a couple more fights.
Okay. You know,
shout out to Henry Rivolta. He's a promoter, great guy.
Shout out to Henry.
Henry's been ready. You know, he's been looking out for me. He's been putting me on the cards, getting me good fights, trying to get me into some ranking. And so what you could expect in boxing is me fighting for him a couple more events in the Hard Rock, and hopefully we take it to who knows where, you know? The dream is Vegas, you know? That's the Vegas, bro. The home of boxing.
We got tickets to Vegas, too, though.
You know what I mean? Man, you get to Vegas, I want tickets, bro. Send me the, like,
my brother's mindset, bro. When I get, I'm like a fool, right? My first purse, I'm spending on buying everybody checks and flights to Vegas. So, yeah, we're trust me.
That's the dream, man. Hell yeah. I can't wait to see this man tear shit up.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
I mean, so tell me a little bit about your last fight. Who was your last
fight? My last fight was a guy out of Chicago. He was a Puerto Rican guy out of Chicago. He was a good fighter. He was a crafty guy. He moved around a lot. He was kind of running from me the whole time. And I don't know if you guys saw the fight, but I actually tore my bicep in the second round. Mm-hmm. Everybody came and asked me if I wanted to stop the fight. I didn't stop the fight. I kept going. I beat him. And then as when I announced the winner, I won the fight. He came up to me thinking he got robbed, and I was like, all right, whatever. And he pushed me, and I kicked him after the fight, and we broke into a fight after the fight. So it was, yeah, it gets exciting.
Miami life.
Yeah.
Is that normal though? That happens often.
Huh?
That happens often.
I mean, with me, it hasn't happened often. It happened one time, but I mean, it's a fight.
It's a fight. Are hurt.
Yeah, exactly. Eagles are hurt. Eagles are hurt. People feel a certain way. I'm not mad at him for thinking he won. You know, I know I won. Like, my hand got raised. You know, so
yeah.
You get a kick to the gut.
Hey, but what round did you bicep rupture?
It tore in the second round. I didn't know I had torn. I went to throw a punch and it felt funny. When I look at it, I actually got a picture of me like during the fight looking down at my arm, and it was wild. And you know the adrenaline's pumping, so mm-hmm. It's not really pain. But I come to my corner, their eyeballs are poking out of their head. The commission comes up, and the referee comes over. Like, hey, you want to stop fighting? I'm like, hell no, that's it. Like, you sure? I'm like, yes. So I got in there. We did.
His arms dangling.
Yeah. I'm trying to rip it off and beat him over the head with it.
Oh, you're gonna have to stop. Yeah. No, yeah. Give me your arm.
But man, listen, thank God it worked out. You know, I won the fight. It was just a muscle I tore, not my tendon, so I'm good. I've been sparring. I feel great. I feel like I don't feel hurt whatsoever, you know, and I'm not hurt at all.
No, I mean, going based off something that she said, because you said losing weight, give us tips. Thanksgiving's around the corner, bro.
Oh, man, you're right.
I don't know. A lot of people here are going to call bullshit if they say you ain't going to destroy your diet.
Well,
how's your training going to fit into your Thanksgiving, bro?
The thing is, I'm disciplined when it comes to this. Like, especially, like, people ask me, do you get nervous for the fight? I get more nervous for the weigh-in to make sure I'm going to make this weigh-in and not miss the fight. You know what I mean? Wow. Not disappoint. So I get more nervous for that than anything else, to tell you the truth. Then once I weigh in, it's cool. But like for Thanksgiving now, honestly, like it hasn't even crossed my mind.
Yeah,
you know,
when food, bro.
I know what I'll do is probably go on the scale before I eat, see where I'm at, and if I'm too far, I'll just give me half the turkey. I can eat turkey. You know, protein is good for you.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Who showed you that discipline, or is that something that you taught yourself?
It's a little bit of self-discipline. I've learned a lot looking at Pitt. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of discipline to get to where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, nobody can change you. Nobody can do nothing for you. Like, if I want to be a great boxer, can't nobody do it for me but me. No, nobody's going to get in that ring and kick ass, or nobody's going to take a punch for you. So if I want to do this and I want to, and I'm a man of my word, you know what I mean? So when I say something, and I do a lot of things to put pressure on myself, you know, to for people to be like, oh, when are you going to fight? And then when are you going to do this? To have this pressure to not disappoint. And not disappoint myself before anybody else, you know, because the first person you disappoint is yourself, you know, and I try not to do that. And that's what keeps me motivated. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me disciplined. It's just, you know, staying on point and be like, bro, if I mess up, or if I mess around and go out and party one day and have a drink and mess up my training routine and I don't get to this fight, I'm disappointing X amount of people that are you know, not that my career has anything to do with them, but them, they're looking for
me. Yeah, they're counting on you.
They're counting on me, you know, and they want to see me. There's a lot of people who want to see me do good. I have a lot of people behind me that love me, that I love back, you know what I mean?
That's really a blessing just in itself.
It is. And you know what, look, you asked me earlier, like, what's a moment like that an inspiring moment for me, like in boxing, and I told you it's more the inside the ring. To me, the most inspiring thing to me that I look forward to is winning and getting my kids, my family in the ring with me to have my hand up with them. You know, that's like awesome to me. Huh?
That's awesome. That's dope.
I have a picture of my baby holding him up with his hand up, and it's just this feeling is it's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's awesome.
And that's, you know, that's really dope that you have that kind of circle,
right?
You're inspired by your own circle,
right?
Which it's
no, we have a very tight,
it's very rare
circle. Yeah, no, we have a very tight busy circle. We got a group chat that we're on every day, and everybody
what you mean?
George, you need to step up, brother. But I'm very like with my people, my closest people around me, I try to inspire aspire and inspire every day. Every day we're, you know, we're on a group chat, or we're telling them, like, you know, we're calling each other and And we're constant thing. This is a constant thing. You know what I mean? Even for you guys, even like doing this, this is like something you might come in one day like, damn, I don't feel like doing this radio thing today. You know what I mean? Like, I'm kind of tired or whatever. But you know, you sit here, you do it, you knock it out, and they for me boxing sometimes. You know, they're like, damn, I don't feel like doing this right now. You know, whatever it may be, everybody has that day. But then you go, you knock it out, you leave. You're like, oh man, thank God I did that. It's over with. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the times like that, it keeps me moving too. Like, hey, look, just get in there, knock it out. You know, and I try to. I give it 100% every time I go in, you know? I'm too old to bullshit.
I feel you, bro.
Tell me about it.
You know, I'm not a 20-year-old kid coming up anymore. I'm a 37-year-old guy on the come up, you know? So, people know that, you know? And especially, like, the promoters and all that stuff. So I got to give that extra step, you know? I got to show that discipline. I got to show that I want this, you know what I mean? If anybody wants to give me a chance.
I know it.
To go from 240... to your weight now, God, that's
it. Yeah, bro, how do you do it?
To get to that size, you need to be disciplined. Yeah. Like, regardless what you shoot up, like some people take steroids and be like, yeah, but to get to that size, you need discipline, period. Right, and then to trim down to a boxer's weight, you need more discipline. It's insane.
Right, right.
Were you in the military?
Since I was in the military, I was in the Coast Guard. Okay. But the discipline comes from, like I said, myself. You know, like for the diet, dieting's hard, man. Dieting's hard. Wow. Man. Especially a guy like me. I love to eat everything. I can eat anything, you know what I mean?
I'm thinking Cuban Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just like Noche Buena.
It's tough. I took a fight, like last year I did a fight 2 days after my birthday. So my birthday came out, I couldn't party because I had to fight two days later. You know? But it doesn't matter, you know? I told my birthday the day after the fight.
It's worth the sacrifice.
Absolutely.
It's worth the sacrifice. Absolutely. It definitely is, you know? I'll sit out a couple of birthdays, but when I'm good and we got that check, we're going to party like it's my birthday every day, you know what I mean?
That is what's up, man. That is what's up. Do you have anyone in particular you want to give a shout out to, maybe that came to mind? After all this time.
My brother Tico, my brother Gino, my brother James, my family, Mama T, my kids Junior, Ariana, Adriel, Caleb, my mom. Shout out to my pops. My pops been down 35 years. He's right now in Everglades Correctional. Probably listening in with the boys. My brother Mitch here. Stephen Page. Man, it's too many names. People will get mad at me, but y'all know who you are, man. My brother Jeff. Pitt, 100%. 305, everybody in the 305, Dade County, yeah. Broward, West Palm Beach, anybody around the world that's down with the Team Monster Movement, Fifth Street Gym. I love y'all. Thank you for having my back. You know, more than anything, God, you know, God's been blessing me since birth till now, and we're still here. So, you know.
We out here, bro.
Like I said, I'm sorry if I forgot you, but I love you. Just know that. I'll call George and throw it into the. We need some voiceovers.
Voiceovers.
Yuli, you've been dropping.
Oh, thank you guys for the opportunity.
Of course. Thank you for being here with us.
So awesome.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you. I mean, since your last fight, I've been wanting to get you on. I know we spoke real quick, right. But it was a timing thing.
Right.
And then now that you have this fight coming up,
Perfect timing.
And let me tell you something, man. And this is some personal stuff that I don't mind getting into. I'm gonna tell you because everybody goes through their thing, and just to show everybody, you know, everybody's a person at the end of the day. You know, after my last fight, I tore my bicep, and it kind of got me like in a little depressed stage where like I was in a limbo of like, what, am I gonna do this again or not? I thought I needed surgery, so I'm like, damn, if I get surgery, I'm gonna be out. And then whatever, I didn't need none of that. I came back, you know what I mean? So anybody going through a little struggle, just, you know, it's easier said than done, but snap out of it, you know what I mean? Snap out of it, it's temporary, everything's temporary, you know what I mean? So just anybody going through anything, man, snap out of it, you know? There's people who love you, people got your back, so.
Yuli, you've been dropping so many wisdom nuggets, as we like to call them.
Gems.
Yeah. Seriously, and thank you so much for sharing, because not everybody is so willing to be so open and to be so vulnerable, especially in the type of career that you're in. Yeah. But if there's anything that you can add to that, be it personal or professional, to someone who's out there listening, whether they're trying to be an upcoming boxer or they're, you know, just doing something tough in their life, what would you say to them?
I would say to them, don't quit. Don't quit. There is going to be 1,000,001 things in your way to make you quit, whether it's your girl, whether it's your mom, whether it's a job, whether it's et cetera. It's going to be, everything's going to get in your way. everything's gonna get in your way. But you, if you don't stop, consistency will get you. To me, consistency is key. You know what I mean? You stay consistent, and whether it's a month from now or 10 years from now, if you stay consistent with what you got, you're gonna make it in that, you know? You're definitely, look at, hey, rest in peace, Stan Lee. He died today. Yeah, Stan Lee created Marvel, and he ain't make it, he ain't blow up till he was 40, 50 years old, yeah. You know what I mean? After he'd drawn this thing for 100 years, yeah. And he finally did it, you know? So that's it. Look at Walt Disney, you know what I mean? Everybody told him he wasn't gonna do it. Oprah wasn't gonna be nobody, and everybody kept on with their thing, put their head down, got to work, and so stay consistent, believe in yourself, and you know,
that is what's up.
That is what's up.
I love this.
I love it.
I love it. I'm saying there's so many gems, man. I mean, for anyone listening to this, this is, I wish we had like a Joe Rogan YouTube live thing going so you can see all this. Aside from live, which I appreciate y'all watching.
I appreciate y'all for real. Thank y'all, man. We love you.
I mean,
if you guys smell me, it's because my cologne is illegal in 9 countries.
Oh! That is dope.
I kill rhino testicles. Yeah.
Smells like Bigfoot stick.
Holy shit. But yeah, man, at the end of the day, man, I'm really glad that you came through. You brought the fam with you.
Glad you guys, you know, gave me the opportunity.
Reconnecting people, yeah, all over.
Let's talk about this. You guys know about the 6 degrees of separation?
Yes.
All right, I believe in that. It's 6 degrees of Yuli, man. Whenever I come with somebody, it's a spider web of people that come behind me. It's a ripple effect.
Fact.
I was definitely not expecting this at all.
Listen, that we should break off into a new segment called Hey Drea, what were we talking about at the beginning of the show?
No, Andrea's questions from 1992.
Oh God. We're way past that. But Yuli, before we go into this next segment, which is going to wrap up the show, can you please let everybody know where they can find you, where they can find tickets? Let them know.
Okay, so we're fighting November 30, the last day in November, at the Hard Rock Casino. November 30, the Hard Rock Casino. You could find tickets on Instagram at @ULY_monster, @Yuli_monster. That's me. That's my Instagram. DM me. Let me know what you need. I got you. I'll meet you anywhere in Miami or anywhere in Broward, wherever you need me to meet you at. If I got to mail the ticket, I'll mail them to you. T-shirts, tank tops, hoodies, whatever you need.
Dale.
Please let me know. So come on and support. You know, if y'all want to come watch the fight and you're low on funds, let me know, man. I'll hook you up with a ticket, man. Come on and show love.
That
I appreciate
is nothing
y'all.
But love.
I love y'all. 305 till I die.
Holding it
Thank
down.
You, George.
What's up? Thank you very much, sir.
For sure.
Y'all are the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So I want to take this time to remind everybody to go get those tickets. You already heard where you can get them, but if you missed any of that information for Yuli or any of the previous guests on our show, you guys can hit us up at 305 Radio on the gram. You can also contact myself at 305_Brownie. You can contact George. We'll be happy to provide you guys with that information. I want to take this time to also remind everybody that tonight we're kicking off with Take Flight Mondays at G5, hosted G5? By DBD. G5. So make sure you guys head out for that. We got Fast Money Fridays at PT's every Friday. We got Secret Sundays, the Kickback, and we're doing that at Dolphin Lounge in Miami Gardens, also by DBD Inc. and Friends. If you want any information for those events, go on at @DBD_Inc. DBD for life. We also got Dinner and Dabs Art Basel edition coming up on December 11th. You can click the link in bio at @DBD_Inc. This is definitely one of those events that you guys do not want to miss if you're part of the 420 710 community. So make sure you guys get out there. I also want to let you know that Fuse Studios is having an art show on 11/16, which is Friday, featuring Sosa, Gons, Mr. Bunny, Sofing. So make sure you guys come out if you guys want to check out that art show, which is pre-Basel.
Goddamn.
What?
I mean,
bro?
That was longer than a CVS.
And nobody cared about anything but PT and G5.
G5 Mondays, PT's on Fridays. PT's that's G5. All you need to know. George, anything else you want to say before we go?
I'm gonna say one more thing. Shout out to all the veterans on there. Happy Veterans Day.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all the supporting.
Thank you for the service.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless y'all.
Well, this wraps up episode God knows 100 and what.
167.
Definitely an interview to remember, I mean, that's for sure.
This is a dope interview. Interviews get better and better, bro. I love this.
Still going to talk off air, so.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
Andrea in 1992.
And this is Power Love Hour.
All
right, guys. Yo, peace. I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, hey, that was me.